First of all, I want to welcome the swing that we see this unused railway line, the corridor running from Athenry to Claremorris, has been open. And what you see there is Galway and Mayo will see the benefits of it. But it's most important that Sligo also sees the benefits of it. Like, if you go back 100 years ago, you could come into Cologne, you could get on a train to Limerick, you could get on a train to Dublin, or you could get on a train to Belfast. That's what we need to see coming back here now in the west of Ireland. As our nearest European neighbours now is France, and we should be looking at running a freight service from Cologne, like they have in Ballina. They're using a freight service there, Coca-Cola. That's how you're going to bring in more businesses and more bigger firms into the likes of Sligo, if they see that there is a way of transporting their services as well. So I think, Dushmin, down the line, we need to be keep the pressure on the government to make sure that when it's finished at Claremorris, that it starts up then from Claremorris to Sligo, and that we get the benefits of it, and the same for Donegal and the surrounding areas.
And while previously some might argue that all this might be a pipe dream, would you see the reopening of that Athenry line as a promising step in the right direction for it to open up further to the likes of Sligo?
Well, it's a no-brainer not to open it. Which means, as I says, we have that infrastructure laying there for the last number of years. It was down to government that it's left there. Which means it shouldn't be a pipe dream. If they had it 100 years ago, and we now have more technology and better ways, and you see yourselves, we're running cancer bus services to Galway and things like that. We couldn't have it that we'd have a service there for that it'd be the passengers could travel on, or students could come and go to Sligo. It'd put Sligo in a better position as well moving forward, because at the end of the day, we have Sligo here as a gateway city. We have it now as a growth area. We need to make sure that if you're going to have a growth area, you're going to have any of this, you have to put in the infrastructure, and this is one part of the vital infrastructure. And also we'd have a connection as well to our international airport, which is not airport, which no other area around the country would have. So that's a benefit too. So we have to be looking at this in the bigger picture. And as I says, there is funding there in Europe that can support us in making sure that this will happen.